Greetings from the Sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary of Wichita. Welcome to our second day of our 21st annual novena to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This year's theme is Walking with Mary on the Path to Holiness. Thank you for joining us. At the conclusion of this talk, I will lead you in the novena prayer. Let's begin with a prayer to Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I have learned a bit about honeybees since we have become honey farmers or beekeepers. One more consoling fact is that honeybees don't want to sting people. Once they sting a person, they usually die. If a bee considers a person a threat to the hive, instead of stinging, the bees will bump into the person as a warning. If the possible dangerous person continues to move toward the hive, more bees will fly around the person, bumping into them. If the warning continues to go unheeded, then the bees will eventually sting the person in defense of the hive. The key for self-protection when you are near an active beehive is to know the warning sign, the bumping. If you keep moving forward, swatting away the bees, you will eventually be stung. But if you are aware that the bees are bumping into you, understand that this is a warning sign and act, move away from the hive, you will usually be fine. Awareness, understanding, action. The important trio for discerning for many situations in life. So let's examine a more ordinary situation. You are driving on a busy highway. You become aware that traffic is slowing down. You start scanning the road ahead. Maybe you see cars stopped on the road, cars shifting slowly from one lane to another, or even flashing lights. Aha! Because of your previous experiences, you understand that there's probably some sort of a traffic accident ahead. Depending on what you can see from your particular vantage point, now you have the chance to act. You could move over into the other lane, merely slow down, or maybe take an exit and use other roads to navigate around the accident. On a practical day-to-day level, we can apply this trio of discernment, awareness, understanding, and action multiple times. What may be surprising is that this very familiar process should be used in our spiritual life. With the help of St. Ignatius of Loyola and Our Lady, we will examine how this process of awareness, understanding, and action can help us grow in holiness. An excellent resource for this topic is Father Timothy Gallagher's book on the discernment of spirits. First, be aware. This step is the gateway to all discernment. If I am not aware of my interior spiritual experiences, then it is impossible for me to make conscious decisions about my actions. My life, particularly my spiritual life, becomes a product of reaction. Could my reactions be a response to a spirit that is of God? Yes. But can my reactions be a response to the work of an evil spirit leading me away from God? Yes. Spiritual awareness can help me know which spirit is at work and respond accordingly. This type of spiritual awareness can be difficult to understand and foster. One reason is that our current culture does not cultivate the practice of interior awareness. Individuals can be very aware of what's going on outside of them, but not what is going on inside of them. Father Gallagher observed, "The goods of the senses are more visible, more tangible, and more readily apparent to us than those of the mind and of the spiritual order. Consequently, we are easily drawn without towards what our senses can grasp, while greater effort is required to attend the less perceptible world within. The multiplicity of electronic devices that fill the quiet spaces of our lives also hinder the awareness of our within. Until we turn off and unplug ourselves from the variety of electronic distractions at our fingertips, we'll never be able to be attentive to the gentle yet distinctive interior movements of our heart. Now, as challenging as this can be, the more difficult and at times deeper resistance to becoming interiorly aware is a struggle with self. Many people today are afraid of silence and solitude. Why? It may cause them to actually have to look at themselves, their weaknesses, limitations, sinfulness. In other words, who they really are, rather than the facade they have created, who they wish they were, or who they want others to think they are. Father Gallagher wrote, "Since to live consciously within is necessarily to encounter our human limitations, it is simpler, though ultimately unsatisfying, to live without, to divert our awareness towards the external. It takes courage to delve into our interior and become aware of what is moving in us and where it is taking us. This awareness I'm speaking about is not the psychological awareness that is usually discussed with professional counselors to help a person make emotionally healthy choices. Nor are we focused upon moral awareness. So this would be examining our faithfulness or unfaithfulness to Jesus Christ in the gospel, areas that we bring to the sacrament of reconciliation. This moral awareness is of supreme importance to our spiritual life, but not our focus. So what is spiritual awareness? These are the effective movements of the heart which have a special significance and impact in our life of faith. They are usually spontaneous movements, one that a person simply finds within their heart. A person becomes aware that something is moving in their heart. It could be dryness, happiness, fear, joy, peace, disquiet, uncertainty, desire, anger, or loneliness. It could be a lifting of the heart, an encouraging movement. It could be a depressing of the heart, a discouraging movement. What is important in this step is to become aware that something is moving in my heart. To help us to develop this awareness, we can turn to Our Lady. Since she had an immaculate heart filled with grace, she is probably very aware of the presence of the Lord within her. She worked hard at all the tasks women would have performed her time, but this did not distract her interior awareness of God. Ask Mary to help you to become aware of these movements in your own heart, as she was aware of these same movements in her immaculate heart. Though awareness is a great step, and even a courageous step, the consciousness of our within is not an end in itself. Father Gallagher points out, spiritual awareness is directed towards the next step, the moment in which we move from noticing to understanding the meaning of the interior movements that we have noticed. The person moves from the heart to the mind. I have to actively reflect on what I have perceived in my heart. How do I do this? I could ask myself a series of questions. Is this a matter of spiritual discernment? Can I name the effective movement of my heart? Is it peace, uneasiness, joy, etc.? Are the stirrings of my heart affecting my life of faith, hope, and love, and my following of God's will? Does this movement bear the signs of God, such as joy, peace, encouragement, or not of God, sadness, despair, confusion, discouragement. Sometimes this step of understanding can be very simple. A clear answer about what spirit is at work in my heart may be fairly obvious. At other times, this step may be more complex, particularly if our physical or psychological state clouds the discernment. So it can be helpful to find a qualified and experienced spiritual guide who can help you understand the movements of your heart. Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, can be a valuable heavenly aid during this process. She whom Scripture tells us kept all these things and pondered them in her heart can assist us in our own work of pondering who or what is that work in our heart. As Spouse of the Holy Spirit, she can intercede for us and help us to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit to understand these movements of our heart. We've made progress in our spiritual discernment, but we're not finished yet. Being aware and understanding are not enough. Both of these are aimed toward action. In writing about spiritual discernment, St. Ignatius of Loyola uses the two words accept and reject. If I can see that a spirit is moving me to something that is not of God, I reject this and will never consider it again. If I believe it is from God, then I accept the thought and actively pursue it as God's will. Father Gallagher succinctly states, everything in discernment of spirits is directed toward action, towards firmly accepting what is of God and equally firmly rejecting what is not. Now, this sounds simple, but it's not always easy. This acceptance or rejection may require us to turn away from the familiar, the routine, the easy, comfortable, or convenient response. It can require sacrifice to make a decision that is not popular with other people. Where can we go for help? The sacraments, especially to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lady. Mary was always yes to God's will in her life. She never entertained a thought that would lead her away from God's will. Was it always easy? Probably not. As spouse of the Holy Spirit, Mary would have relied on his gift of fortitude to help her reject that which was not of God and to embrace and act on that which leads her to God's will. Her immaculate heart was set on God throughout her whole life. We see the Annunciation, the foot of the cross, and unto her assumption into heaven. She is ready, willing, and able to assist us with her prayers, encouragement, grace, and motherly help. We just need to turn to our Heavenly Mother with our heart, asking her to help us to make it like her own, immaculate and totally directed toward the Lord. A couple of examples may help illustrate what this spiritual awareness looks like. In the high schools where the sisters teach, a popular assignment is to have the students participate in Eucharistic adoration. At first, this assignment is not too popular with the high school students. I have to go by myself. What am I going to do? Are people going to look at me? Am I going to be bored? It's too quiet. I've got too many other things to do. And the list goes on. After a few sessions of adoration, however, some students will begin to notice a change in their heart. They find that they like the silence. It helps them de-stress and refocus on more important things in their lives. They experience a sense of peace in their heart that remains. They begin to look forward to their next adoration time. At the end of the assignment, many students state that they want to continue adoration on their own. See the pattern? The student became aware of movements in their heart, such as an abiding peace. They understood that these spontaneous feelings were a result of their time in adoration. It was helping them grow in their faith life and in love of God and others. The students then acted, choosing to continue adoration even after the assignment ended. A more current example is our COVID-19 experience. With the cancellation and closing of practically every activity outside of the home, some individuals and families chose to add a spiritual component to their day. The activities were varied: praying with the scriptures, reading a spiritual book, praying the rosary, or even having an at-home retreat via video conferencing. In their conversations with the sisters, these individuals said that they found peace, strength, encouragement, stability, and hope in a situation that was constantly changing and uncertain. They plan to continue their daily spiritual activity and have shared their experience with others. See the pattern? The individual became aware of an effective movement in their heart: peace, strength, encouragement, stability, and hope. They understood that this was a result of this new time of prayer, helping them to grow in the virtues of faith and hope, as well as love of God and others. Then they chose to act, to continue this period of prayer in their daily schedule, as well as to share their experience with family and friends, encouraging them to add a time of prayer in their own lives. Be aware, understand, act. Helpful tools we can use in the ordinary situations we encounter, like with honeybees and traffic accidents. But on even a higher level, this basic discernment process can help us to move our spiritual life past that of merely reaction to that of careful decision and direction. If we are aware, understand, and properly act upon those spiritual stirrings of the heart, we too can grow in our relationship with the Lord and become more like Mary, His perfect disciple. So together, let's pray the Novena prayer to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
O sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary, ever Virgin, O Heart most pure, most noble, most perfect image of the adorable Heart of Jesus, we humbly entreat you to intercede for us and to obtain for us the favors we petition for in this novena, if it be the holy will of God to grant them, and if not, to ask for us whatever graces we most need. We desire, by this novena, which we offer in your honor, that you will always be, after the heart of Jesus, the object of our love and devotion. Through your Immaculate Heart, we offer to your Divine Son all our thoughts, words, and actions of this day and all our days. We pray for Francis, our Pope, for our bishops, for all priests, and for the conversion of all sinners. We beg your powerful intercession for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Through your maternal heart, we ask God's blessings upon our families, upon all who have been good to us for the Lord's sake, for all the living and the dead who are dear to us, and for all for whom we have been asked to pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Refuge of sinners, pray for us. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you. May Mary's Heart Immaculate be forever praised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. God bless you.